I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order. The date is September the 20th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. First item on the agenda is prayer.
You would join me in saying of our Father on this Friday. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Atia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present. We have a quorum. Congresswoman Lemon let me know that she would be late, and Congresswoman Whitehorn is on her way. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal.
Move to approve the journal of September 19th.
Motion on the floor, Congresswoman Pratt.
Just on page three, when Congressman Potts made a motion and then we ended up recessing, I think he actually said general order day one, but then changed it to first reading. So at the top, where it says motion to suspend the rules, it should say general order day one, I think.
Thank you.
Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay. Move to approve the journal as amended.
Motion second. On the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Just like to announce that Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congresswoman Lemon have arrived safely. Next item is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees, Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee meeting met to consider ONCA 1986, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,312,716 to the Property Improvement Fund for the listed property improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass. I believe we did that as a committee substitute. I'll need to review that. With 6 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler, and Whitehorn.
Thank you, sir. Any other reports of select committees? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met. We are reporting Bill number ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts, co-sponsor RJ Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Also, ONCA 1987, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. It says sponsors Brandy Lemon, but I believe it's Eli Potts. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Also, ONCA 1988, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Eli Potts. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. I thought I had 4, but I think that's it. Thank you.
I think there's one. There is one more. I think so.
I was thinking there was. Thank you. Also, ONCA 1968, an act to authorize and appropriate $210,000 to the Capital Asset Fund equipment purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Potts. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Any other reports of select committees? ONCA 1986 will advance to general order. Any reports of standing committees? Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Government Ops met yesterday, September the 19th, to consider 3 appointees to the Osage Nation Tax Advisory Board. Ms. Beverly Brownfield from Fairfax, Oklahoma, was considered. She is a candidate that is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. There were 6 yes votes. Voting yes were Good Fox, Potts, Tillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse. And then on the same tax advisory board, Teresa Rutherford was considered. Candidate is qualified by education experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. There were 6 yes votes, Good Fox, Potts, Tillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse. And then there were the third board member was Ms. Rhonda Wallace, and she was considered as a candidate qualified by education experience with no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes was Good Fox, Potts, Tillman, Walker, Maker, and Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. Next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. Any bills and resolutions on first reading? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Never mind. Sorry. I'll wait till motions and evidences for what I was going to do.
Any bills or resolutions on first reading? Seeing none, next item is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Reading in ONCA 1962, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 for the purchase and placement of a headstone at the St. Francis Cemetery in St. Paul, Kansas, to commemorate a mass Osage burial site and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. I'm reading in ONCA 1965, which is an act to authorize and appropriate $350,000 to the museum fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 1969, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $98,500. For fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Stabler.
Good morning. I'd like to read ONCA 1989, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the court-appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as grant to benefit the members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd also like to read ONCA 1990, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pahuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 1962, 1965, 1969, 1989, and 1990 will advance to General Order Day 2 on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Congresswoman Edwards.
Throughout the bill, strike $500,000 and insert $750,000. Second.
You repeat that, please.
Throughout the bill, strike $500,000 and insert $750,000.
Congressman Walker.
Page 1, lines 14, 21, and 22, strike $500,000, insert $250,000.
Second.
Amendment 2, strike on April 30th, 2020.
Second.
Okay. Moving on. General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on and order received. Again with ONCA 1974, an act to provide an appropriation to the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $2,162,450 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Amendment number 1 is page 3, lines 100 through 127. Strike lines 100 through 127, budget insert, and replace with the attached budget insert and to adjust totals and title accordingly. Congresswoman Edwards.
Mr. Speaker and members, I have an amendment to the amendment regarding the amount of the benefit package cash equivalent that's paid for officials for 2020 and the proper line item placement. I'm awaiting a response from the treasurer in that regard, and I do not have an answer yet. So I'm going to move to hold ONCA 1974 on general order day 3 on Monday's agenda so that I can get that information.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Next, we have ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,756,099 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Amendment number 1, page 3, lines 100 through 130. Strike lines 100 through 130, budget insert, and replace with the attached budget insert and adjust totals and title accordingly. Discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to provide clarification, this amendment just does exactly what the committee sub adopted in Appropriations Committee meeting did yesterday. It's equally applied for both ONCA 1976 and 1983.
Thank you, sir. Any other further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1976 will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. Monday's agenda, excuse me. Next is ONCA 1983, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $464,159 to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Amendment number 1 is page 3, lines 100 through 125. Strike lines 100 through 125. Budget insert and replace with the attached budget insert and adjust totals and title accordingly. Discussion. Excuse me. Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1983 will advance to third reading on Monday's agenda after engrossment. Next, we are on third reading. ONCA 1968, an act to authorize and appropriate $210,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for equipment purchase and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I will close.
Sir?
I'll close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
I'll waive my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 1968 pass?
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. ONCA 1968 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1968 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 1984, an act to authorize and appropriate $830,701 to the matching grant fund for the listed grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
Close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
I will wait my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 1984 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1984 will advance to enrollment. Next is ONCA 1987, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll waive my time.
Question is, shall ONCA 1987 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1987 will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 1988, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the Regional Gathering Fund to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Are there any other members of Congress that wish to speak for or against this bill at this time? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
I will waive my time.
Thank you. Question is, shall ONCA 1988 pass?
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Speaker Tillman.
Yes. The bill passes. There is also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 1988 will advance to enrollment. Next, we are on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices at this time? Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to have Teresa Rutherford, Beverly Brownfield, and Rhonda Wallace placed on Monday's agenda for confirmation.
Second.
Motion and a second. Congresswoman Pratt.
So I'm going to move, unless someone spoken with Jim, I'm going to move.
Excuse me. Let me place. Take care of this motion in second. You're going to have another motion?
Oh, do we not vote? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I take it. I'm sorry.
There was a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The motion passes. Now, excuse me, Congresswoman Pratt.
I'm sorry,
continue,
I was
please.
Reading something okay. while I did that. Okay. So I move to place Jim Norris for confirmation to the OCH Veterans Memorial Commission for confirmation on Monday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
You opposed, say no. Motion passes. Any other motions and notices? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee meeting will meet today from 11:30 to 3.
Thank you, sir. Any others? Congresswoman Edwards.
I would move to ask the Speaker to ask the executive branch to work on cleaning up the cigarette butts out of the front. Building.
The motion on the floor. Motion dies for lack of a second. Just real briefly, the young lady down here, Crystal, I can ask her to do it and she'll
Thank
do
you.
It.
Thank
It'll
you.
Be fine. Any It'd
be
other
better
motion?
If they wouldn't throw them there, but.
Any other?
Motion to adjourn till Monday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in agreeance with the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned till 10 a.m. Monday morning.